heroes, highlights, and hardships with Triple M's Rush Hour.
Welcome to the 3H's podcast, where we speak to one of the legends about a hero, a hardship, and a highlight. And today we're lucky enough to have Corey Parker, who played 347 games for the Brisbane Broncos. Of course, he played State of Origin for Queensland. Welcome to the 3H's, Corey.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
First and foremost, a hero in your time, either in the footy field or away from that. Who was your hero growing up?
Yeah, that's a very easy one. I mean, I've been asked this question time and time again. For me, my hero as a young boy was always my dad. To see your parents sacrifice so much to provide you with everything that you can have possible, and myself and my sister, we didn't come from a lot, but we never missed without it. Never went without anything, and that was through the sacrifices that Dad did. Yeah, Mum obviously did her part too, but just watching Dad go to work and do 12, 14-hour days, day after day, week after week, right through my childhood, to some days, you know, when you miss your children doing things because they have to provide and that's the only way that you can get by. So for me, it was a really easy one, and something I'm very grateful for. And some of those traits that my dad has instilled in me, and that's, hard work and, loyalty and the like. And it's something that I now try and pass on to my kids, because at the end of the day, that's about all you've got. Mm. You've got your family, you've got each other, but some of those traits I think can really rub off and really stay for a long period of time and will work in all facets of life. If you've got a willingness to work hard and you're loyal for those around you, you're going to be a good person. So my hero was my father, still is. And, he's been a great person. He's been a great foil for me. Anytime I've got a problem, he's never judged me once. It was part of my wedding party. That probably shows how close Dad and I are. I mean, I always treat him like a friend. I know he's Dad first and foremost, but I talk to him like he's one of my best mates. So that would be my hero.
Corey, you have four kids yourself. What kind of father are you?
I'd like to think I'm a real inclusive father. I'm very much hands-on. I'm present. My wife works at breakfast radio every morning and I don't there, so I'm there for the kids in the morning. And we sort of, that works really nice. But on that, I don't want to, and this, at times it's come back to bite me on the bum a little bit, because when you try to adjudicate the kids, they sort of look at you and go, hang on a minute, you're one of our friends, aren't you?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm Dad. But I like them to feel as comfortable as possible. No topic is off limits. There's no, there's no sort of beating around the bush. I try and play an honest, fair bat with them, but also make them feel really, really secure and really, really comfortable in and around that space. And that's for everyone in our family. Dinner table chats, Candice, is very open and wild, and a lot of different topics get covered. So between four, eldest is 14, youngest is 8. It's quite a wide range of chat that's been going on.
Well, you sound like a fabulous father. Good on you.
Thank you.
He's a good man. I've got to ask you, mate, I came through that Broncos system, and then when I got a bit older before I went to rugby, mate, yourself and sort of Chris Walker, Justin Hodges were the young blokes coming through. What does the Broncos culture mean to you over your time? Because obviously you've been a big part of that culture now.
Yeah, Del, I mean, my passion for the Broncos started in 1992, and I was sitting in my Broncos outfit. I was 8 years old, and I was watching the Broncos play in the Winfield Cup Grand Final. They won that day, and my parents said to me, do you want to go to the airport and watch the boys come back? And that was when it was played on a Sunday afternoon. I went to the airport, and I was standing beside the bus, and there was a real surreal moment. I was standing beside the bus, and Alan Langer, Kevin Walters, Andrew G walked onto the bus, and I sort of got to touch these guys. And I was an 8-year-old kid, don't forget. Fast forward 10 more years, I'm an 18-year-old kid. I'm playing with Andrew G, I'm playing with Kevin Walters, and I'm playing with Al Langer. And it was just one of those moments where I just thought, all I ever want to do is play for the Broncos. All I want to do is just represent what this club is all about. Because when I was an 8-year-old kid, that was my dream. And I was very fortunate to play alongside yourself, Del, and a host of other players. But for me, fulfilling that dream or that flame that got ignited when I was 8 didn't leave, and still doesn't. It doesn't leave ever. It's a part of me, and I'm very proud to say that I've been a one club man for my duration of playing days, because it's rare these days. But it's sort of what I stand for.
Corey, such an illustrious career. Just interested to know what your hardship has been.
I don't, and, I say this respectfully, I don't have one of these stories that, you know, could probably emulate some other people that have some real hardships. But for me, from a personal level, just on the field, if you want to take it back to that, I played State of Origin in 2004 and 2005 before I was then, well, they went a different way. Mal Meninga come in. I wasn't part of the team. Now, I had to sit on the sideline for 6 years and watch this Origin team start this dynasty. For me, that was a real hard thing to digest. Yes, it's only football. It's not, you know, it's not the end of the world. But for me, it was a really hard thing to digest. Now, I nearly sort of went across to New Zealand to play for the Kiwis because my mum is a full-blood Kiwi. So I was, you know, I was allowed and I could have done that. But I go back to that. I had that burning desire that I wanted to get back there. 6 years is a long time to sit on the sidelines and watch a team start this sort of run of dynasty. And I just made a bit of a pact to myself if I ever got back into that arena that I wouldn't let it go. And when I did get back in there, it was something I'll never forget because I was able to go on and win Wally Lewis Medal and numerous amounts of series. So that was, like I said, I say that respectfully because there's a lot of people out there that have had some serious hardships that don't even equate to that. But from a personal level, playing on a field, that would be one.
You achieved so much in your career. What would either one of your highlights be or some of your highlights?
Yeah, I've got three. Three, maybe four. My first one was my very first game. And Wendell won't remember this, I wouldn't think, but he actually captained my first game. I think it was Wendell's first game as captain.
We lost to the Warriors and Benny Eichen did his ACL. He let me down that day.
That is correct. So I think it's the first and last time a winger's ever captained the Broncos, and that was it.
I think you're right, yeah.
That ended up being my debut match. We lost 13-12, you're spot on. Benny Eichen did his knee, and that was it. But going back to when I was an 8-year-old kid, it solidified a dream that was able to come true. My dad was in the stands that night. It was a really special moment for me, and it's just something no one can ever take away from you. Further to that, a highlight was from a playing perspective, winning the comp in 06. It took us 8 years to get there. Won the comp in 06. We were heavily underdogs and we got the job done. And then playing 300 games was a special moment for a few reasons because, from a playing perspective, you sometimes the years just tick by, but I was able to enjoy it with my family and it's pretty special like that. Highlights, obviously kids first and foremost. I've got four of them and they're all for different reasons. But to be able to enjoy that moment with friends and family at Suncorp was pretty special also.
Tell us what Wayne Bennett means to you, Corey. I mean, we obviously speak to Dell a lot and I see him pick up the phone, still checks in on Dell all these years later and that sort of stuff. What does he mean to you?
Yeah, Wayne was, for me, when I was a young kid, I thought Wayne was like Jesus Christ. I thought he was the Messiah. If he said anything, it was gospel. I did. And that's the respect he had earned from me. I was very fortunate. I played a long time under Wayne. He gave me my debut jersey. And then when he left and went away for a number of years, then he come back. It just so happened his first game back was my 300th. So and I've said this openly about Wayne. When you talk technicalities of the game, Wayne's not at the front. He's not at the top of the tree. He's just not. But the one thing he has never wavered from, Wayne, and this is what I love most about him, is his stubbornness, but it works, is he understands the fundamentals and the non-negotiables that worked 40 years ago and will work in another 40 years' time. They're the things he has not wavered. Has not wavered from. So as simple things as competing on every play, don't let your mate down. These sorts of traits that if 17 men across the park are doing that collectively, it's a powerful, powerful thing. And then you've got obviously, your skill and all that sort of stuff that'll come to the forefront. But if you don't have those other ingredients, and that's where Wayne is really, really powerful. He can, and you got to understand, Wayne's a 74-year-old man. And most 18-year-old kids, when they talk to a 74-year-old man, it's their great granddad or it's their granddad. And there's a real sort of disparity between what a 17 or 18-year-old kid talks and acts like around a 74-year-old man. Wayne has a great ability to surround himself with young people and make them feel comfortable, and in turn they go out there and do a job for him.
Oh, fantastic. We could talk to you all day, Corey. I really appreciate you joining on the 3H's podcast.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, mate.
Absolute champion. Corey Parker.
Legend.
Cheers, guys.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.